You're listening to a special Cross Currents from KALW News. Today we're showcasing the reporting of San Francisco's public school students. I'm Hannah Baba. You may not know it, but San Francisco is home to a castle not too far from the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard. The Albion Castle, hidden away behind fences and avocado trees, was first designed as a brewery in the 1870s. The original brewmaster even built underground caverns that still fill with gallons of spring water today. The castle has had many different uses over the years. It's been a water bottling company, and it's been a home for artists. A few years back, a retired San Francisco cop fulfilled a lifelong dream. He bought the castle for $820,000. Zoe Burleson has more about this extraordinary place.
I'm in San Francisco's Hunters Point neighborhood, searching for a castle. Between Innes Avenue and Griffith Street, I notice construction sites, peeling paint, and closed down stores. I wait in front of steel cobwebbed gates and avocado trees, while passersby give me confused looks. Suddenly, Jen Gilbert opens the gate and welcomes me with a big smile.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. Welcome to Albion Castle.
Jen manages these castle grounds with her dad, Bill Gilbert. Inside the castle, there are white stone walls and the wooden accents stand out against them.
When you do come here and you get past those gates, it's really like being in another world. I love when you walk through the door, you smell all the wood. I love the carvings in the staircase here. You'll see here there's a daisy, there's a tulip.
With nice leather furniture, a large fireplace, and bright sunny lighting, it's welcoming. The castle is smaller than I expected, with only 4 floors. There was once a pond outside where the castle stands, fed by natural springs. Jen says good spirits haunt the castle.
I heard that there's Native American spirits here because they had they have original rights to the water. And so they apparently have said that they are here for the water and that those spirits still live on.
In the late 1800s, a teenage British immigrant named John Hamlin Burnell built the castle as a brewery. He also built a cave-like structure over the springs to help make beer. Flash forward to the 20th century, and Jen's father, a retired police lieutenant, used to patrol Hunters Point, passing by the Albion Castle almost every day.
So as a young kid, one of the excitement parts of my childhood was I would drive around with my dad in the back of his police car, and we would drive through Hunters Point. And he would pass by every day, and he would tell my mom, I'm going to buy that castle one day.
Then, in 2011, according to Zillow, the castle went up for sale.
He said, this is my time, and he bought it. And we kind of thought he was crazy, because just our memories of Bayview, we didn't know why he wanted to buy a castle in the middle of Bayview.
But when Jen stepped foot inside the Albion Castle, she saw how grand and beautiful it was. She realized her dad wasn't crazy. This castle was special to him, a piece of history.
He was born and raised in this area. He was a police officer. He knows these streets well. And he's not a real sentimental guy. He's kind of a tough guy. But when I saw that he really, really loved this property, that to me kind of drew me to it. Like I have to support my dad.
Now, Jen rents out rooms in the castle for events. Everything from Google dinner parties to violin concerts to Harry Potter themed birthdays. Professional football players have stayed and fawned over the castle too. An episode of Man's Ode with Children, a spin-off of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, was filmed here.
Guys, listen, I got off the internet. It's supposed to be like a castle or something, I don't know.
Is it old? A castle sounds old, Mom.
I like character.
Now and again, the castle is featured in real estate and style blogs. Forbes magazine includes the Albion Castle on its list of 18 homes with buried treasure. In 2010, this castle made headlines for a toilet that plays music and costs roughly $10,000. But a lot of people living in San Francisco have never heard of the Albion Castle.
It's a fascinating San Francisco gem that's very hidden.
Paul DeYoung lived in the Albion Castle 12 years ago. He's a karaoke jockey and hosts karaoke events. He goes by KJ Paul. Here's Paul singing karaoke.
Dragging the line.
Dragging the line.
Paul and three other artists rented the castle for $850 a piece.
And I was super excited to live there.
They painted, sculpted, swam in the cave's waters, threw parties, and hosted karaoke events.
Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bear?
So the biggest party I threw, in the garden area, we set up some bars, and there was art everywhere. There was also, there were some hula hoop dancers and stuff like that in the backyard.
He loved living in the castle, and he loved the neighborhood too, the community surrounding the castle's gates.
Very strong artist community, and there still is in that neighborhood. You know, there's the box shop, and a lot of Burning Man art gets built there. There was this little liquor store across the street, and they had these barbecues on the weekends where people would just hang out on the sidewalk and barbecue and you drink beer, and it was a complicated mix of things going on in that neighborhood.
At the peak of the housing market, the landlord offered all of the artists $5,000 each to move out. But Paul convinced the landlord to let him stay for a few more weeks.
So basically my job that month was to throw as many parties as possible at the castle. And so I threw 23 parties in 1 month that month.
He didn't want to leave.
I actually really liked it there. It was an interesting and weird place to live.
Just a song before I go, to whom it may concern.
Now Paul wishes the castle, his old home, could be open to the public, a place that everyone could enjoy.
It's part of San Francisco's history. It's a beautiful place. It's totally been neglected. And something should happen, like it should be a public space, and people should enjoy it.
Back on the tour, Jen shows me the man-made caves and the freshwater pool.
And this is our main cavern. This was all hand-hewn in the 1800s, and I guess that's where you can lower the buckets, and they used to get the water for the beer.
She doesn't drink the water, but enjoys listening to the water droplets fall from the ceiling and looking at the light reflect off of it.
This amazing, as you can see, clear, almost aqua marine water on the bottom. And it's kind of mysterious looking, but at the same time, very beautiful and very peaceful.
When Jen's dad bought the castle, he thought of bringing it back to its glory days as a brewery. Jen wants to bottle the spring water and sell it. She says it would be nice to bring people in San Francisco the water to enjoy, a way to spread the castle's history.
I think that the water would be a good project for us, is having water sourced from those natural springs and putting it to use. And I think having water from San Francisco, a historical property like this, would be even better.
I had never heard of this castle until a few weeks ago, and had never explored Hunter's Point before. It's always nice to find hidden gems in a large city, and I think this is one that would be amazing to share, whether through a brewery, bottled water, or as a public space. As I walked through the halls and tunnels of the Albion Castle, I was transported to someplace else. I suppose that's the castle's magic. For Cross Currents, I'm Zoe Burleson.